1400 K1 and our Community Connection brought to you by First Baptist Church, Tallgrass Motors, and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We've got a Community Connection with, well, I'll just make it a surprise and say somebody in from Martha's Task when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And we have Martha, Laura Walton in this morning from Martha's Task. I'll get all the first names right here in just a moment. Good morning, Laura. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. It's good to be here.
And Martha's Task celebrating 40 years this year, right?
Well, Martha's Task is not celebrating 40 years, but Mardi Gras is celebrating 40 years. So we're real excited. That's coming up February 10th here in Bartlesville, and we just can't wait.
Well, that's great. It's a fun time. It's a fun event. And for you, it's a good fundraiser.
It is. It's a wonderful fundraiser. It's our major fundraiser of the year. And so we hope everyone will come out and celebrate with us. This year, it's going to be from 6:30 to 11. Saturday, February 10th, and we have a change of location. We're going to Father Lynch Hall at St. John's Catholic Church around 8th and Keeler, and it is a beautiful venue. I don't know if you've been in there since they've remodeled, but it is gorgeous.
I haven't actually been there, but I've seen pictures, and I think they did a great job on it.
Yes. Marble on the walls. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, Mardi Gras, it's always time for a celebration, and regardless of location, whether it's along the Gulf Coast in New Orleans or whether it's Bartlesville or Chicago, I guess, it's going to be a fun time.
It is going to be a fabulous time. We have Area 51, a band out of Pittsburgh, Kansas, and they are very popular. They're going to come play for us this year again. And we have a Cajun dinner, of course. It's going to be catered by Wheezy's, the ever-popular Wheezy's. And we have a lot of really cool raffle and auction items this year, including a rustic cuff pull. So, ladies, you're going to want to come and get you a bracelet.
And regardless of what you get, it will be worth the time and the effort. And maybe you can trade around because you like the pink one and they like the brown one or whatever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be a surprise what you get, but each bracelet will be valued above $25 for sure.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely worth your money.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. I know this has started off a number of years ago as far as the Martha's Task with did Marta Manning start that off?
Marta Manning started the Mardi Gras party.
Okay.
It was actually 1976. They took a couple of years off, which is how we get to our 40th anniversary.
Okay.
It was in the basement of St. James Church, and she wanted to have a good party, and she started Bartlesville's Best Party. And now it benefits Martha's Task, and it's held in different venues around town. And oh, gosh, it's been a benefit for Martha's Task for about 6 or 7 years now, so we're very grateful.
Yeah, I know Mrs. Manning was in a number of years ago. I can't remember the exact number. I think she had already come off the board, but anyway, a number of years ago, just talking about Mardi Gras, and I thought this was a great idea to just have a fun party.
It is. It is. It is just a blast. We have a lot of regulars that are there every year, and then we always have some new people, and we do all the traditional things. Well, probably not all the traditional things of Mardi Gras.
Some of those only go on in New Orleans.
There are limits, but we do have a parade, and we have a king and queen, and we have beads. You don't have to earn them.
Okay.
A
little bit of crew cake, maybe?
We have bread pudding.
Okay.
So It is just lots and lots of fun. We have traditions, so.
Well, and that's the nice thing about just the whole traditions around Mardi Gras. You know, it's an opportunity to have some fun before we open up the season of Lent. And so it's just a great opportunity to go a little wild and have some fun.
Right, right. And this year we are absolutely in line with the Lenten calendar. I believe Ash Wednesday is on the 14th. Mm-hmm. So, if you're giving up chocolate, that's going to be rough. But.
Well, you know, you better have plenty, I guess. And then this is a matter of, are you just giving it up, or are you just going to have just one taste per day?
So there you go.
You can cut way back and still have a little bit. but this is to benefit Martha's Task, and you mentioned this is your largest fundraiser of the year.
It is, and we really need those dollars. We have had such a busy year in the last 12 months. Charlie, we had 82 women that came in for our emergency assistance program. That is the one where if you have an immediate need, you can come in and work for 3 hours and walk out with cash in hand. Mm-hmm. And we get clients there through word of mouth, also through the Lighthouse, through the Domestic Violence Shelter, through Family Promise, through the Cottage, Grand Lake Mental Health Center, just a variety.
It's too bad you can't find any friends that will refer people to you.
I know, I tell you what. And then, of course, we have our main program, our seamstress training program. Mm-hmm. And we have typically about 8 girls in that program, 8 women seamstresses. And we train them to sew, and they get paid for their training. And then they get 100% of the profits of whatever they sell in our store. And if you have not been to our store, you need to come by. It's at 718 South Johnstone, and there are some beautiful items in there for sale.
There are. And I have seen pictures, and I've seen some things that people have walked away with, and even been to events with my wife, and she would comment on, where did you get that? Oh, I got it at Martha's Task. So, people are using the items that you're producing over there.
They are. We have a lot of kitchenware, which is very popular. Our most popular items are our microwave bowl holders and our microwave plate holders, which keep your fingers from getting burned when you're putting things in the microwave. So practical things as well as pretty.
And the nice thing about it is, first of all, somebody's learning a skill that they can commercially use, and then somebody else gets the benefit of the items produced.
So. Absolutely. It is made in Oklahoma, made in Bartlesville, and everything you buy has a story behind it. So
we'll talk about some of those stories, maybe anonymizing just a little bit on the names of the people involved, but we'll talk a little bit more about Martha's Task and how you can help things out by going to Mardi Gras when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, talking with Laura Walton. She is the executive director for Martha's Task, and inviting you to come have some fun on Mardi Gras. That will be on Saturday, the 10th of February.
Absolutely.
And it all benefits Martha's Task. And this is an organization you are there to help people, mostly women, I guess, probably all women, I don't know.
We are. We're there to, everyone that we work with is a woman who is living at the federal poverty level or below. Mm-hmm. So these are women who really need whatever help they can get financially. And we don't just give them a handout. We help them learn to work and earn learn skills so that they can make an income.
Yeah, both. I think the job skills. You need to be at work on time. You need to present yourself properly and be at least mostly friendly most of the time to the people you're working with.
Exactly.
But then also learn some skills that they can, whether they use it in their own life or whether they use them commercially, they benefit twice.
Right, right. We, I think part of what we are teaching is sewing skills, mm-hmm. and or manual crafts if they're mm-hmm. coming in for one of our other programs. But part of what we are teaching is, following a schedule and being patient. If you sew something and you make a mistake, you have to rip it out. There's a lot of lessons that go along with the patience required for that. So, just learning that you can make a mistake and you can start over and it'll be okay.
Yeah. You may have to work real hard to do all those ripping out of stitches, but you'll eventually get there.
Exactly.
I'm married to a quilter, so I hear that, it's upside down or whatever, but it's one of those things that, we all make mistakes one way or the other.
We do, but you can make it better. And the important thing is to keep moving forward and try to progress in your life.
How does somebody get started with your program? I mean, it becomes, I guess, as simple as walking in the door and say, I need some help. What can you do for me?
Well, it is pretty much that simple. Usually we have a waiting list for our seamstress program. We have two new seamstresses starting this morning.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to seeing them when I get into the office. Typically, people start in our emergency assistance program just to get a feel for whether they like us and they feel like they can work there, and we can get a feel for whether, they're going to be able to follow the schedule. Sometimes some of the people we work with are they're temporary. They're homeless. They're only in town for a little while. So the sewing program may not be the best fit for them because they're not going to be here that long. But we can still help them out through our emergency assistance program. Others who think they might want to stick around for the sewing program, we give them an assessment. They have to sew circles and lines for a little while to see if they have the patience and the skill to do that. And then they move on from there and make all kinds of wonderful things.
It is. And I know in our station auction in the past, several years, we've had some gift certificates or some product from there, and they fetch a good price.
Yes, we love the station auction. That is one of your funnest promotions because we enjoy helping Dory pick out the items that she's going to present.
It's tough work, but somebody's got to do the shopping.
There you go.
Once someone enters the program, is it a set schedule as far as so many weeks to progress through the program, or is it mostly self-paced?
It's self-paced. Typically, people are going to be in our first tier of the program for 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
And learning different skills and learning to make different things. If they still stick around, we have a tier two, a second level of our program where they can stay and take advanced classes. We actually have several seamstresses that have stuck around for quite a long time now that they mainly come in and sew on their own, and they take an advanced class once a week usually to learn to make new things. But they just love the program, and so they decided to stay. And we give everyone, when they graduate from the program, a sewing machine and all of the items they need to learn to sew, as toolkit, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. So, and we get a lot of donations from the community that make that possible.
Sure, because otherwise that expensive, even inexpensive sewing machines can run up into some money pretty quickly.
Oh, definitely. But if you have a used sewing machine or a new sewing machine that you're not using, we would be glad to have it. That's what we provide our seamstresses with.
And then somewhere along the line, you've got to acquire all the other supplies, fabric, all the other tools that you use to teach what the women are learning.
We do. We have lots and lots of fabric donations and sewing notion donations that come in the door every week. And sometimes people come in with a bag or two, and sometimes they come in with a truckload. And we're always glad to have it. And if there's anything that we can't use, we pass it along to other organizations in town. We all kind of work together, all the nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So it's a good deal.
It is a good deal. And then you have a store where people can come in and can do some shopping whenever they want to.
We absolutely do. We are open 9 to 4. Monday through Friday, and we have everything from kitchenware and aprons to baby items, blankets and bibs, and we even have some jewelry and just little knick-knack gift items that people like to get, especially people who travel mm-hmm. like to shop with us a lot because it's a unique item, and we have a lot of little small things like tea bag holders. We call them tea wallets mm-hmm. or eyeglass cases. And people often buy those and they end up in Europe or other places around the world where they send them or take them with them on their trips as hostess gifts.
How do you track some of those? Just to Facebook comments and that sort of thing? Or
A lot of times people will talk to us about it while they are shopping.
Okay.
Because they're looking. They're trying to find that certain perfect thing that they can bring that will be unique.
And and obviously you get to hear about it because people do comment.
We do. We do. And we hear and we get good feedback often a lot of times from sometimes somebody who's been a recipient of the gift will come in, you know, from Norway or whatever, when they're visiting the United States, and, oh, I have one of your microwave bowls. And that's always really cool.
Sure. And there are probably a few other of your items that are copied just because a home seamstress says, well, I can make a bunch of those and make them for himself.
Oh, probably so.
Many of them are good at that sort of thing. But again, our main conversation this morning, we're inviting people to your Mardi Gras coming up on the 10th of February.
We are. We are really excited, and we hope that people will get tickets. They can either call Martha's Task at 918-336-8275. They can email at marthastask@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can drop by our office at 718 South Johnstone, which is right across the street from St. John's Church. And we'll be glad to help them out. It's $60 a ticket. And if you are ConocoPhillips or Phillips 66, $30 of that can be matched.
Great. And those matching gifts always help out.
They are wonderful. We love matching gifts.
So people can download the forms from their employer and get them turned in for matching.
Absolutely.
Well, it's great. And it's an opportunity for people to, first of all, if you don't know the folks from Martha's Task, you get to know them because they'll be there at Mardi Gras helping you out.
That's right. That's right. We will have lots and lots of volunteers there, and you can learn a lot about Martha's Task. We usually run a slideshow, mm-hmm. and so you can learn more then. And then I just really invite people to come out and see us in person. You can come for a tour anytime.
And hours of operation, you're open at 9?
We are open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And typically have classes on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays in the mornings. So, you know, if people want to see the work in action, that's mm-hmm. when the magic is happening. But we always have seamstresses working in the afternoons, or a lot of times we do.
Sure. Come here, the band Area 51.
Absolutely. They are fun. Very fun.
They are. And it's all going on this year at Father Lynch Hall. Okay. Tickets are available at Martha's Task.
They are.
Any other locations?
No.
Okay.
It's pretty much through us.
Well, there you go. You get to take a look at Martha's Task, at least when you walk in the door to buy your ticket then.
Definitely. Come shop while you're at it.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
All right. Thank
Laura
you, Charlie.
Laura Walton this morning with Community Connection, inviting you to Mardi Gras, Laissez les bons temps rouler, and you'll have a good time at the February 10th event, 40th annual Mardi Gras in Bartlesville, to benefit Martha's Task.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Well, again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase. Coming up on the program today, the Commissioner Big Game Permit Draw has taken place in the state of Kansas for conservation groups. We'll tell you who won and how you can get in on some of the fun coming up next on the Outdoor Showcase.
And now, another episode of One Soil to Live.
All right, let's take a look, Claude. I see you've been keeping it covered.
Yes, I have.
And it appears you haven't disturbed it.
Well, I've tried really hard not to.
You're using living roots throughout the year with diverse species in rotations, right?
Just exactly as you prescribed, Doctor.
Well, I'll have to say I'm impressed with your organic matter, aggregation, and microbial activity. Claude, I'm happy to report that your soil is fit as a fiddle.
Oh, thank you. I guess it's true that soil health management systems are just what the doctor ordered.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Improving soil health can make your farm more productive, profitable, and resilient. Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health.